This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there working on the coronavirus effort, too, to help us stay free and safe. To everybody working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from UndergroundUSA.com, we have Frank Salvato. It's 75 degrees, I'm sorry, 65 degrees, I wish it was 75, and they say it's raining outside now. What's going on? Okay, thanks guys. Thank you. There they go, they're leaving. What's going on up your way?
It's a little chilly, but the skies are clear until I believe next Friday, and we'll see some rain, but it's chilly. It's the season.
So you're going to miss all that rain that's coming across.
I'm good. Fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, OPEC says, nope, not going to pump any more oil. In the meantime, oil has come down. West Texas crude is $78.81 a barrel to start. Brent crude is down $80.54 to start. Each one of those prices are down about $5 for Monday. Let's see. Futures are down to 90 from 96. And gasoline is down 20 cents a gallon from where it was on Monday.
It would be nice to see it come down a little bit more. You know, we know that crude prices don't usually coordinate that quickly with gasoline prices, but it's good to see. You know, I think the story here is you've got an administration that is literally trying to hobble the fossil fuel industry in the United States.
Yep.
In deference to the climate change crazies, and I have to say crazies because there's, you know, they want to go back as far as records go and say there's a catastrophe happening, yet the planet's been around for 4.5 billion years and gone through extreme heat and extreme cold. Anybody with common sense engaged understands that we have a cyclical planet when it comes to climate and temperature. It's a little arrogant to believe that human beings have that much control over the weather. If we did, the Pentagon would be all over it, you know. But we have this climate change focused administration asking for more fossil fuels. So which one is it, Joe? Are we all in on the climate change and making sure that the fossil fuels are industry becomes extinct? Or are we asking the fossil fuel industry to up everything so that we can have lower gas prices? If we were doing this correctly, if it was a serious effort to try and create the green energy sector in a strong way, we would be using both energy sectors to try and bring prices down so that we can take the time to refine green energy to a point where it's consumable for the average person. If they were doing that, I would take their efforts seriously, but I can't, because when you look at the carbon exchanges that were created in the commodities market, when you look at the way they've hooked in ESG scoring to all the big money people, BlackRock, everybody on Wall Street who's got the deep pockets, to anybody who understands what's going on, it's a money scheme, and it should infuriate everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nancy Pelosi, not to be outdone, has doubled down on everything financial. They're going to vote on two big bills today. I don't think they'll both get passed. One might. Then again, they might not.
Yeah, the fissure that's happening here is quite interesting because, you have your loyal opposition. The Republicans don't want to see any of this happening. But you've got the break in the Democrat Party with the far left being the biggest headache that Nancy Pelosi has.
Yep.
And that means she doesn't really have control over her party as the party's leader. You know, now why Republicans are not jamming a wedge between in this fissure, I don't understand. It would make for a very potent majority the next time around if you didn't have a solid coalition on the left side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
If you had infighting there, your majority would almost become a supermajority because you would be able to play the game that Democrats have always played. That's mm-hmm. used to factionalize and use the factions to cobble together your majorities and supermajorities. So, Kevin McCarthy, it's time to throw some salt in the wound there and make that fissure a little wider. You know,
yep.
I haven't seen him in the press for a while.
He was in there yesterday, but he didn't say much. Okay, hold on. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he's got over there. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I surely will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, folks, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. While you're there at one of their dealerships, check out the all-new Rogue. It's the hottest SUV in the market. The inside of that Rogue is now the same size as a Murano. Now, if you can imagine that one, okay? So, it's amazing to me, though, folks, how Moss Nissan gets customers from the panhandle where Frank is right now, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and the people know it. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Remember, trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and get more money for your used vehicle than what you thought you were going to get. By the way, certified pre-owned, off-lease vehicles, they got all of the above, plus the new ones, too. You'd be surprised how much money you can save on an off-lease vehicle and the condition they're in, and you get a full warranty to boot. Now, Nissan, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door when you walk inside the store. And they're coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. When they do, they'll be 50 miles closer to Frank. Hey, Frank, how about that one?
There you go. Inch by inch, mile by mile. I hear the Stooges talking.
There you go. There you go. Now, we were talking about the finances, according to Nancy. We got all this money we want to spend. She jacked up the bill, put all the other things in there on that that money bill, the infrastructure bill. I guess it's $1.85 trillion right now or something like that in counting. By the way, we still don't have a budget, and we also don't have our NDAA, which is our military budget.
Yeah, and that's constitutionally mandated. All of the other stuff is all secondary. When you look at the Constitution, there are very few things that the federal government is specifically charged with. But providing for the common defense is one of them. It is in there. There's no way around it. So the fact that they have been backburnering the funding of our Defense Department, mm-hmm. and our Pentagon and the troops and everybody else, mm-hmm. to a certain extent, the intelligence communities where it fits into that budget is a mark against their constitutional responsibilities. That has to be job one. There's two things: provide for the common defense, which is the security of the people, and providing for the protection of the rights, defending the rights of the people. Both of those things, they have been incredibly delinquent on in deference to the spendthrift packages that they've been trying to foist on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not doing the job that they were coined to do. Mm-hmm. So, where's the media on that? You know, we should be screaming about this. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're doing everything else but. So they've stopped serving the American people.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got the October 1st deadline. That's the deadline. I was waiting for you to say that. And, of course, it's now, let's see here, November the, 5th?
Yeah, they're well over 30 days delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're 30 days delinquent on anything that we owe as private citizens, you start getting sweetheart letters from who you owe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's our duty to start rattling chains, get a hold of your representatives, get a hold of your senators, write to the White House saying, you know what, do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Do your job. The Constitution says these two things are paramount before everything else. Before the status quo, let's bribe the people to vote for us stuff that you pick our pockets for every year via the IRS. You know, get the job done. And because they're not doing it. It's all garbage. When you look at it, it's pretty blatant. It's all bribery. Where could we spend taxpayer dollars to make us look the best so that people will vote for us? Mm. Let's stop caring about that, everyone. Let's start telling them to do their job, leave our wallets alone.
Yep. I played a song during hour number one called Tough Enough, played it and dedicated it to the new Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, the Marine, because she's come out and challenged Joy Reid and said, if you're woman enough, I'd love to talk to you about your white nationalism claims.
Oh, absolutely. I love this woman. I am the historical election that happened in Virginia is not being touted enough.
Nope.
And we have to push it on CNN and MSNBC. I mean, you want to talk about diversity? Diversity happened in Virginia.
Sure did.
You know, in a very grassroots way. And each of the people who were elected did it on a platform that was not sensationalized. It was to defend the rights of the people in Virginia. And the lieutenant governor, I'm just impressed like you cannot believe. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's about time somebody kicked Joy Reid in the teeth. So I'd love to see that. I you know, as they would say, I'd pay money for that.
Yeah.
Where's Don King? It should be on pay-per-view.
Don't know. Hey, the climate change elites are touting their personal eco-credentials, all talking about how they've done this and they've done that. In the meantime, there they are worrying about everybody else's carbon footprint but their own, because more than 100 world leaders have shown up and they didn't fly commercial.
Yeah, and they never do. This is all a giant sham. You know, we talked about it a little bit the first segment. It used to be beware the ice age. Do you remember in the 1970s, beware the ice age?
Yep.
The ice age is coming. We're all going to freeze to death if we don't change our ways. Then Al Gore started talking about how everything was going to melt and Florida was going to be underwater in 12 years and the planet would be destroyed and the human race would be living on an island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen, and that was, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 years ago?
2001.
Yet they try to keep saying it's all 12 years. Always 12 years. 12 years the planet ends. We got only 12 years. 12 years the planet's going to be completely underwater, split in two, swirling out into space, trying to find a black hole. 12 years, you know, but it's all the same thing. It's all centered on a brand new financial scheme that wants to usher in a global economic system that whittles away at the sovereignty of the currencies of the world. So right now, climate has got getting super boosted because they see climate, that issue as the gateway to the Great Reset. You know, everything is always a crisis. What did Rahm Emanuel say? Would he let the cat out of the bag? Never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
You know, they've been felt in this crisis for quite a while, and people keep buying it.
Well,
Wait
till you hear this one. Candidates opposing critical race theory and the COVID-19 mandates won big all across the country, including Long Island, which went almost solid red from one end to the other.
Yeah, and Blue Colorado took a big step into the right column when it came to the school board elections there on those topics.
Yep, and Minnesota.
On those topics.
Minnesota.
You know, so if we are going to be honest, if the Democrats are going to be honest, which would be kind of a breath of fresh air, they would admit that the radical agenda that they have been trying to shove down our throats for the last year, I'm going to say, has been a dismal failure with the American people. We don't want it. We don't believe in systemic racism because there is no systemic racism.
Mm-hmm.
From the FBI statistics to just the general education statistics and a fair reading of American history, we have shown that not only have we been the only country to go to war to get rid of slavery and make racism a past issue.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You better.
All right, hold on. All right, folks, I'm going to be right back with more with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. We're going to tell you about a national homeland security issue that you need to be aware of. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
43-year-old Igor Dushenko, an analyst considered the primary researcher of the Steele dossier, was arrested Thursday by federal authorities. The Russian citizen and Virginia resident was charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation also charged Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, over the summer in an indictment alleging he lied to federal authorities in September of 2016. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on the partisan Democrat-led social spending bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill. A senior Democratic aide said on Thursday, the bipartisan bill has already been approved by the Senate, but not put to a vote yet by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In a scene described as chaos, a group of far-left environmental activists swarmed Senator Joe Manchin as he went from his D.C. houseboat to his car Thursday morning and attempted to prevent him from leaving a parking garage. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, if you want to find out what's taking tens of thousands of people out of the misery they suffer with everyday pain from arthritis, bursitis, aches and joints and muscles and whatever, then check out relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start, 100% drug free, and you'll be well on your way to gaining your life back. Now, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us, and thanks, Frank, for sticking around.
Absolutely. Anytime and always, man.
Now, we are going to talk about something that's going to blow the lid off the roof of a lot of people's minds, because Mr. Mayorkas, that little wizard that he is with the Homeland Security Department, has risked the security of the United States and the border by granting high-risk foreign truck drivers expedited crossings to deliver their containers or trailers in the United States, wherever they might happen to go, under the supply chain dilemma. What a misnomer that is.
Well, this one, it's irresponsible on every level. You know, we have, the Biden administration has abdicated security at the borders of our nation, like you can't believe, and I can't can't remember who said it. It's a moment, as it were. But if you don't have secure borders, you don't have a nation.
Right.
That's just the way it is. If I'm, and this is going back to conversations that many people had after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
when people were actually worried about who came over the borders of our country. If I had an enemy's mindset to the United States and the American people,
mm-hmm.
and I have been abiding my time, playing the long game like Islamo-fascist terrorists do, and I had access to material that could create a larger dirty bomb, this would be my golden ticket opportunity to assemble that weapon, an IED, as it were, on wheels, in the back of a container truck, bring it over the border and put it in a city like, I don't know, Houston, Seattle, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, New York, Detroit, any place where a trucker could go less than maybe 8 hours that's got over 1 million people in it,
mm-hmm.
park it, and detonate it. You, this is an invitation to another 9/11 because we don't secure our borders anymore. And as far as Mayorkas is concerned, on what planet is he doing a good job with Homeland Security?
Mm.
I don't see it. I don't know anybody who does see it. I've seen him being delinquent on every level, being reactionary well after the fact. So unless he's an operative that was placed in his position to make sure that our country was not secure,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what purpose he's serving.
Well, back in the day, I was an instructor for a program called Operation Highway Watch, and that was something that a lot of trucking companies and drivers got involved in, and we were the eyes and ears on the road for the trucking industry to watch and see what was going on. Now, never say never, because we actually found a fellow who was on the terrorist watch list from Pakistan who had made his way to the United States, had taken the money that he'd got, bought a truck, paid cash for it in St. Louis, Missouri, and then all he wanted to do was go to ports and haul chassis and containers from port to port to port to port. That obviously set off bells and whistles. Now, I'm going to mention the guy's name because he's long since been locked away. Motion Siddiqui was his name. And he was as bad as they come, and he was looking to set something up at a seaport.
Yeah, and now you're talking about truckers.
And we ran across him. Our unit ran across him.
Yeah, and now you're talking about, people not being vetted who are coming across the border with that capability, not just one person, but tens, hundreds, maybe even thousands.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. And under the guise of supply chain, the supply chain crisis, again, never let a good crisis go to waste. It's unbelievable. They mobilized the National Guard to go to Washington, D.C. and surround the Capitol because of this fictitious insurrection that happened on January 6th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got true crisis happening on the border because the federal government won't do its job. You've got true crisis with a supply chain issue at the ports because, and I'm going to say it, might tick a lot of people off, but it's the truth. You've got unions there that are slow walking what they're supposed to be doing with the offloading of containers. This didn't happen just, as a long-term issue because of COVID. They could have immediately started doing it 24/7. But you have report after report of people who make a living moving those containers, who do abide by the rules and regulations in the trucking industry, who time and time again have said, hey, it's not us. Don't talk about a trucker shortage. It's the people unloading and the containers.
That's right.
They're slow walking everything.
Trucks have to wait.
You know, there was a picture of the trucks lined up outside the port of Savannah.
Yep.
Just lined up, but it went for miles.
Yep.
Because everything is being slow walked in the unloading of these containers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for a good investigative journalist somewhere with some major organization to start digging into why this crisis actually took place. Hint, it wasn't because of COVID.
No. And by the way, U.S. labor productivity has crashed 5%, the worst decline in 40 years. Some of it's intentional.
Oh, of course. Look at the evil relationship between the Biden administration and the labor unions. That's another story that needs to be dug into by somebody who actually wants to call themselves a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Look into that relationship and the quid pro quo that is happening there. Now, if you want to crash an economy and you want to usher in total centralized governmental control,
mm-hmm.
and you want to usher in a great reset to transform the United States of America, what better way to destroy the economy, destroy the people's ability to work, make food limited in the grocery stores, make sure our grocery store shelves and our department store shelves look like something out of Venezuela. You're going to get your change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know people want to defend Sleepy Joe, and the Democrats want to keep giving us money we don't have, even as they tax us to death and give it away to their crony buddies. But it's really time for us to open our eyes and to start saying that the system that central government has given us is starting to fail to the point of rusted out degradation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way for us to keep our country is to empower the states. Our governors need to step up, start nullifying these federal laws that have brought us to the brink of disaster,
yep.
and turn the ship back to a direction where we can actually save the republic.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary. The time is now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you got the perfect reason for it because of what just happened. The Teamsters and the railroad unions both have endorsed candidate Joe Biden. Yeah, I know that. Eric just told me that. I know that. So did the Firefighter National Union, but not the locals.
And therein lies the story of this administration. Centralized government has failed the American people. We were never supposed to be this.
Mm-hmm.
The framers didn't want this. They wanted the states to have the most governmental power in your life, not the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
We need to reverse that, and we need to reverse it now.
All right, my friend, here comes the music. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back 148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Well, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
That's our buddy Patrick Hyland, who I think was trying to call in. There he is. Okay, let's go over here. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, here with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. How are you, sir?
You just have to wait for the phone to ring a little bit longer.
Oh, thank you. See, I thought it was my phone. No problem.
No, sir. All right, let's get started. What's going on?
Well, great game last night. We had the New York Jets and the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts hung on to win 45-30. Pretty impressive, Cap. So I give them full credit. They played well. A lot of big games in the NFL this week, right halfway season. The Bucks are off this week for all Tampa Bay fans out there. So that's very good. And then also you have some good games Sunday night football. We're going to have the L.A. Rams against the Tennessee Titans. Minus Derrick Henry, Captain. Great running back for Tennessee, and he will be out for the game. Cincinnati and Cleveland will tee it up at 1 p.m., along with Denver and Dallas. And then this is an interesting game because of the Deshaun Watson situation there with the Houston Texans playing the Miami Dolphins. There's been rumors said for the last 2 months that he was going to Miami. Then he's had some other issues, and now people are staying away from him. Also, 1 o'clock, division rivalry game, Atlanta Falcons will take on the New Orleans Saints. For all our friends up there in Atlanta, and congratulations again to the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
So that was really
and congratulations
cool.
to all our friends up there in Atlanta listening right now.
Amen. Amen. The Las Vegas Raiders will take on the New York Giants. And then the New England Patriots will take on Carolina. And then the Buffalo Red Hot Bills coming down to Florida, coming down to Jacksonville at 1 o'clock. A lot of 1 o'clock games this weekend, Captain. And then Minnesota will fly into Baltimore, take on the Ravens. And the Los Angeles Chargers will be out of Philly at 4:05. And then Green Bay and Kansas City, you know, should be a lot of scoring in that game, Captain. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, looking forward to that one. Another division rivalry, Arizona and San Fran. And the 8:15 game on Monday night, the Chicago Bears take on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Bears. So, by the way, I want to talk a little bit about this Henry Ruggs crash, the former Los Angeles Raiders wide receiver. His college coach, Nick Saban, chimed in, and even the quarterback there, David Carr, chimed in and said they wish they could have done something. Apparently, they weren't paying a lot of attention to the problems this young man was having. Obviously, the crash that he had with his Corvette traveling at extremely high speed that hit an SUV killing a 23-year-old woman and her dog in Las Vegas early Tuesday morning. What a terrible shame.
Very sad, Captain. Very sad. You know, that's why we need to really be friends to each other. That's such a great point. To all the veterans out there, we lose too many veterans every day, Captain, because of things they've gone through. There is help out there for you. You just got to ask for it. And I know sometimes it shakes your pride, shakes your ego, but man, if you're hurting mentally or physically, there's help out there. It doesn't make you any less of a person. We all go through trials and tribulations. Please seek it, please get it, and we wouldn't be talking about these tragedies as often as we do, Captain.
Who's retiring from baseball, by the way?
There's a couple guys that are probably not going to suit up next year, but sometimes they say that and they come back, Captain. So,
Buster Posey from the Giants.
Yeah, I know. He's one I really like him. He played at Florida State. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays had a shot at drafting him, and they passed. They regret it today. So, you know.
And, oh, by the way, the trio, Solar, Freeman, and Correa, will be amongst the 160 free agents who hit the market.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a lot of disbursement next year in the major leagues. No question. Great points, Captain. Some for the money, and some I think they need to change the scenery because of their past history. And we'll leave it at that, not to be lingering the point. Casino 400, Captain, you know, that was a cool race in there. You know, it's down to four, man. Four guys are going to rock and roll this weekend, and I'm looking forward to that. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex. Stack it up. Going to Phoenix, baby. Let's see what happens.
Well,
tough title.
Well, what's going to happen is it's going to be warm, and that's, you know, who knows what else is going to happen out there.
Yeah, it's not as warm as normal, so it should be good. Yeah, I get your point, Captain. You don't need people. I'm not a big fan of the wrecks. I know some people get a kick out of it.
They can run four wide in Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to see it happen. I want it to be exciting. You know, hey, just like from the movie that a lot of people enjoy that like watching NASCAR. If you ain't rubbing paint, you ain't racing. So that's all right, but when you start, you know, playing bumper cars. No, that's not racing. That's being, you know, careless. So, a lot of good college football this weekend. Also, Captain, we're getting down to that point of how we can determine who makes the final four. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes notoriety gets you in there when maybe you shouldn't be there. You know, we're saying we're going by a computer, we're going by people picking and being objective, but. Mm-hmm. it's still early, but the first ones that came out, Captain, looked a little skewed towards, you know, how the fan base travels. I don't like that. I think people would go see the games if they're competitive in every decent market. Would you agree with that?
Not necessarily. Not with the price of gasoline, oil, and airplane tickets. People are going to be specifically selective.
That's a great point also, Captain. Mm-hmm. I mean, on a more, I would go see a game at Raymond James Stadium here in Tampa if it was two teams that were in the top eight to see if they move on.
You can always go to the Trop, right?
No, there you go.
Okay.
So, you know, either way. All right, Captain, I see our time is up, 5:55 a.m. Captain, I will be at the Almerton Road Red Lobster from 11:30 to 2 o'clock today for anybody interested to come by and hear all the changes in Medicare this upcoming year. So please come on by, say hello. And if not today, I'll be at Leo's Italian Restaurant there in Palm Harbor off of 19
yep.
from 11:30 to 1 tomorrow. So thank you, Captain. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks, Patrick. And it's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And don't forget, you can hear his show Sunday mornings, 11 to 12, here on my flagship station, the Sports Zone. Now, this the final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And all you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again to call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. By the way, we were at Mixon's Fruit Farm yesterday and had a great time there with our gang. And always a lot of fun when we get together. A lot of banter going on, a lot of political talk. Jeff was in the middle of it yesterday, as was Andra and Jeannie. And let's see, who else? Fitz and John, Sergeant John, and our other locals that were in there. I can't remember everybody's name because a couple of them I didn't even know their name. They showed up, I think, for the first time, and that was pretty good. We had three or four people that were there for the first time yesterday, and that was really nice. We were always happy to see the first-timers there. All righty. Well, here comes the music. That means it's time for me to hit the door and ramble out the door. But in the meantime, remember, this show is all about you. It's all about us. We the people. And we the people control our own destiny with what we do and how we do it. So remember that. We just had a tremendous election day on Tuesday. We can do this again. Keep the momentum going. I'll see you all tonight in the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.